Runway?
Bicycles for two, broken hearted jubilee. Parachutes, army boots, sleeping bags for two, sentimental jamboree. Bye bye, says the sign in the shop window. Why says the junk in the yard? Da 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 da. Candlesticks, building bricks, something old and new. Memories for you and me. Bye bye, says the sign in the shop window. Why says the junk in the yard?
Thank you. All right, so far you've seen just these three. These three were invented in Switzerland. Well, the concept was Switzerland in 2000 by a steel drum maker. He was making steel drums, tuning steel pans. It was a big steel pan craze in the 70s out there in Europe. And around the year 2000, he had the brainstorm. Let's shrink it down, turn it upside down, and play in your lap. So they had to take out half the notes, and they tuned it to be nice and pretty, and they had all this other physics stuff go into it. They actually consulted with a physicist to figure out how to anneal the metal in certain ways and put certain gases in the kiln with it. And so it's crazy what they do. But, I mean, the result is obvious. It doesn't sound metallic. Some people say it sounds like strings or a synthesizer. So they kind of led the way, and then other people started making them. So I have one behind me I haven't pulled out yet. That is made in Spain. There's another made in the US, and there's some made in other countries as well, France and Russia. So if you're curious, they are all handmade. They're very hard to come by, though, because it takes a while to make one, and there are waiting lists. But if you do search, you will find a variety of places online that do sell them and will take your name, and you will wait a very long time. However, the ones in the US, they do a lottery system. I actually like that better, so everyone is on the same playing field. So you put in your name, you like pick a number out of a hat, and they randomly pick the best guesses, and then you get it that way. So that's probably your best choice, and it sounds beautiful. I don't have that one with me today, but here's the one from Spain. It looks exactly the same. The one from the US actually is bigger, darker, it looks more purple, and it has an innie instead of an outie. So that's what we call the little nipple at the top. So it's called the guys in Switzerland, they call it a ding, which comes over from some other instruments. I think the gamelan has like ding, dang, dong, some kind. They name the different notes in the scale. So that's the ding. The ones in the US, they just call it the center tone, so it's not as interesting. So this is an instrument made in Spain. It's a B-flat scale. I really like it. B-flat mixolydian, for those of you who are theory-minded. I especially requested this scale because somebody else had it and he was really awesome. So I figured if I had the same scale, I could be just as awesome. I started playing around with it and pulled out these other harmonics. And I was telling you earlier how they tune them specially, not like a steel pan, but they tune it so that you get a little more sound, a little more warmth out of it. And the way they do that is to focus on more than one note in each little dimple. So each dimple is a note The fat dimples are low notes and the tiny dimples are high notes. But they are actually oval shaped. So in that oval, there's a short side and a long side. And the short side is a fifth above the fundamental note, and the long side is an octave above the fundamental note. And you can actually independently play the fundamental, octave, and fifth by muting different pieces of that note. And I was practicing doing this with one hand so that I can get out these extra little harmonic tones. So you can hear that. So you can get actually a full two octave range. And I started writing a song, and I called it Flageolet. Flageolet is a term, it could be a bean, it could be a flute, but I was reading a steel pan tuning pamphlet, and they said to do the flageolet in order to tune the fifth of the harmonic. And that is a term also used in string players, where they mute the fundamental and play the harmonic notes in there. So flageolet is a rather obscure term, but that's what I'm calling this song.